And now on to another swing state, and that's Pennsylvania. NPR's Brian Naylor is at the Kerry Edwards campaign headquarters in Philadelphia. Brian, what is the mood like there at another key battleground state?
Well, Melissa, people are pretty upbeat. It's early yet in the night. The polls are still open for another half hour here in Pennsylvania, and so there's not been any band or any great show of exuberance. Folks, though, I've seen and talked to, you know, Philadelphia is quite a Democratic city, and it's interesting to drive around through neighborhoods, especially in the downtown area. People, Kerry supporters are at, it seems, every other street corner with signs, honk your horn for Kerry, and there's a lot of enthusiasm out on the streets and also at the polling places. There have been long lines reported in many of the precincts in the city and in the out suburbs as well.
Pennsylvania, obviously hotly contested by both sides. Describe how the campaign was waged in Pennsylvania.
Well, it was hotly contested. It was the scene of numerous visits by both of the candidates. President Bush came here some 44 times, including a stop yesterday. Many of those appearances came earlier in his term, but he has made this a priority from the beginning after losing the state narrowly to Al Gore 4 years ago. And not to be outdone, John Kerry has visited the state 21 times, I think was the count in the paper this morning. So a lot of candidate appearances, a lot of rallies in Philadelphia here last week. Former President Clinton appeared on behalf of Senator Kerry. And so there's been a lot of candidate appearances, also a lot of ground the ground war has been waged here. There's been a large get out the vote effort. There's been a lot of volunteers on both sides, groups such as MoveOn.org and others have been registering voters. Organized labor is very involved in the election. There's been a lot of grassroots campaigning.
Anthony Brooks was just mentioning what's on the minds of voters in Ohio, at least voters he's talked to. What have you heard from voters in Pennsylvania today?
I think the economy has been, by and large, the single issue that people bring up, and also the war with Iraq. It's interesting, in Philadelphia, there are a lot of so-called non-traditional polling places, funeral parlors, private homes, and restaurants. We went to a pizza parlor this morning in a neighborhood, and people were lined up voting. And what was interesting is there have been no major problems reported in any of these polling places. We went to a precinct this afternoon where they had been complaining that a voting machine had been not functioning all day, and there had been reports earlier that some Republican monitors were upset that votes had already been registered on some machines before the polls opened, but then it was explained that these machines sort of have like an odometer and register a count of all votes in all previous elections, and so there have not been any substantial problems at all.
And again, polls closing in Pennsylvania at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, about 15 minutes from now. Brian, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Brian Naylor at the Kerry Edwards campaign headquarters in Philadelphia.